The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good today.
We have with us Susan Turkmenovich, PA American Waters External Affairs Manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How's everybody today? Good.
Great. Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. We get about 10,000 hits a month on that cam. Well, they're building a new building there too, so it can be pretty interesting. So, and we get hits from all over the world.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And we're on social media. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. And don't forget, we have a quality service award-winning office year after year, and I'm very proud of that. So I like to remind our listeners of that. Okay, Susan Turkmenovich, Pennsylvania American Water Company's External Affairs Manager. We're going to talk about public water today, and we're going to talk about frozen pipes because this is the time of year that we're dealing with that type of nuisance.
And I think any time of year is the time to talk about frozen pipes because there are things that you can do all year round to prepare for the for the cold weather. And in Northeast PA, we never know when it's going to start, and we never know when it's going to end.
Yeah, I have dreams in July. It's snowing.
And it might be.
You never know
it
these
never
days.
Ends.
Right. So, okay, what do we want to talk about regarding frozen pipes? There's obviously, you just mentioned there are things that we can do beforehand to prepare
right.
ourselves. Let's talk about those.
Absolutely. I just think that, you know, when it comes to homes, you work so hard, you find the perfect home, you invest so much money in it, and one frozen pipe can cause so much damage that can be so expensive in repairs and, you know, just getting caught up on that, that you can just do a little bit of work ahead of time to prevent that and protect your home. And so homeowners really need to think about that all year long, no matter what they're doing. You know, a frozen pipe is caused by cold weather, but it doesn't have to be below freezing. It could just be in an area where there's a draft. So we want to make sure that homeowners are thinking about this maybe when they're doing work in their home. And one of the first things, let's think about outside. People who might have sprinklers, irrigation systems, anything out there, even you know, their hose connections to their house, make sure that when it starts to get cold, when you're not using that anymore, disconnect it, drain it, you know, do whatever you can to shut that off. Because that's going to be the first thing that's going to freeze. And as we all know, when water freezes, remember science back in, you know, grade school, it expands. When that frozen water expands, that's what causes that pipe to burst. Now, you may not notice it right away because the water's frozen, but then what happens in Northeast PA? We might have some cold weather, and then immediately we have a thaw. And once that thaws, you're going to have water all over your home. You're going to have water damage. And I'm sure you guys can attest to the damage that just a little bit of water can cause in a house.
And that's why we have potholes.
And in the roads,
that's
too.
That's what the potholes are from.
And there's 100 in front of our house.
Yes, but our pipes aren't frozen.
Well, we did. We are guilty as charged here because we did. We have 3 or 4...
Hose connections?
Hose connections on the outside, and one was forgotten. several years ago.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yes, I know.
You could be referring to.
Okay. Well, I hope you didn't have a frozen pipe as a result of that.
No, but we had to change out the...
The spigot was cracked, yes.
Exactly, and that's, you know, little things like that can be caused by not thinking about these things. I think you can actually buy covers now for those, maybe. I think I've seen them in stores just to help protect, you know, to prevent the cracking. You know, inside your home is where a lot of the damage is going to occur. So if you know you have an area where you have exposed pipes, it's a colder area, make sure that you have heat source on that. Maybe if it's in a cabinet, just open up those cabinet doors. Get some air in there. Get some warmer air in there. If it is a colder area where there is no heat, put a heater in there. Now, be safe. We want to make sure that we're not using any kind of open flame heater or anything like that, just a space heater, something to keep it a little bit warmer than usual. If you do experience frozen pipes, the first thing to know is where the shutoff is in your home, your main shutoff, because you want to make sure that if you have a frozen pipe, you can shut that water off so you can thaw it. And of course, we all know thawing pipes, we're not going to use open flames, right?
Never, ever, ever use a torch.
Right. I was just going to say, how many times have we heard people use a blowtorch to thaw a pipe out?
I responded to fires like that.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. And wasn't there just a story in the news not too long ago? I think it was in this area, you know, maybe in February, where there was a house fire. And I think 2 days later, they reported that the cause was someone thawing a pipe with a blowtorch.
So use a blow dryer.
Use a blow dryer. Just put heat in there. Just expose it to heat. You know, a hair dryer, a space heater. Let it go for a while, because you just want to let it take its time. It doesn't need to be that fast, honestly.
It's usually the pipes on an exterior wall.
Right.
That seems to be the biggest culprit. You know, they're exposed to the cold. We have this problem at the house down in Breezy, and we had frozen pipes all the time. So what we did to cure the situation was we put a heater in the basement, and voila, this winter we didn't have any frozen pipes, even with the pipes being on the outside, on the exterior, not on the outside.
Well,
the
let's go into this a little deeper, because it's worth mentioning that the boiler, the furnace is not in the basement.
No, there was no source of heat.
There was no warm air.
Right, because it's prone to flooding down there. It's a beach community. So there's absolutely no utilities in the basement. So what they did was they put an auxiliary heater down in there that actually runs off the boiler just to keep it warm, because it would get like 40 degrees, 43 degrees down there. And then, you know, just a couple of degrees cooler on the outside wall and you got big problems.
And I'm sure both of you can attest to the fact that you're dealing with homes that, if they're for sale and there's no one living there come wintertime, they have to maintain some sort of heat in the home. I mean, I'm sure you have recommendations as to, you know, what that temperature should be at to make sure that it's covered and there's no issues.
A lot of times when a seller doesn't live there and they moved away, they don't like to keep the utilities on and they like to winterize the home. And, you know, that can spell out some problems, because if it's not properly winterized and come time to turn on, you have to be very careful, because you know, things happen.
You got a busted pipe. Now you got only busted pipes. You got it in the ceiling. The ceiling's going to come down. It's going to cost thousands of dollars in damage, and people saving a few dollars on utilities. It doesn't make sense.
But the colder weather does bring, even when they do leave the heat on in the house, there's still areas, crawl spaces. And if somebody's not living there, paying attention to it, and the warm air isn't getting into these drafty areas, yes, we're experiencing frozen pipes and a lot of problems.
Right, and you can easily insulate those pipes. You can go to any of the local home stores. You can purchase pipe wrapping. It's just simple insulation. It's usually, what I've seen, it's usually 3 or 4 feet long. It has a slit in it, and you just pop it over the pipe. And
it's a sleeve over the pipe.
Exactly.
And it keeps it warm.
And it could be just enough to help you prevent that frozen pipe and prevent all that damage.
Right. What do you think about electrical tape then?
That is another recommendation. Of course, use electrical tape, use heat tape, because that's going to keep that heat on that pipe to prevent it from freezing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so some good stuff there. And so we're talking about the beforehand, what to do to prepare the pipes from freezing.
Right. Another idea, too, that people really don't think about is just letting your water run a little bit, especially overnight, because overnight is when those temperatures drop.
Run or drip?
you can just run it just a trickle.
Okay.
Just so that it's moving through the pipe. As long as the water is moving, it will not freeze. And people think, oh, you know, we're going to run our water, our bill's going to go up. Do you know what? The cost of that water that's running is going to be very, very minimal compared to the cost of damage that you could have if your pipes freeze.
Well, we know people, and they went away. They went to they went out of the town for a day.
Yeah, they went out of town, yep.
And for the gist of the day, and they had a great day, and it was exciting, and they had have a lot of wonderful memories as a result of the day. But that night is a nightmare because they came home, and their house was just completely, it's not completely destroyed, but a portion of it as a result of a second floor pipe break. And it came down, and it's the ceiling,
the
walls,
and the beautiful staircase.
And yeah,
oh my God, they
it's
had to move
mess.
Out.
They
well,
had
they
to
did
move
the
out.
Work.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. And we've heard stories from some of our areas. We serve a lot of areas where there are vacation homes.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't in their home during the wintertime, and they have pipes freeze. And we can tell because we can see an increased flow in certain areas. And if we go out, we can hear that water running.
Sure.
Through our leak detection devices, and we know that it's coming from a home. And we
do you track them down? Do you provide that service? As
it's difficult because of the we can't. It depends on the flows and what it is. There have been times when we've had a lot of frozen pipes in different areas, and the flows in the homes have really taken a large. It's been a large draw on our system.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, we have to send people out to look not only for leaks on our system, but also for leaks in homes. And we can listen on the pipes to hear if there's water running in a home. And if we know that there's no one home, that it's a vacation home, we can turn that water off at the curb, because then not only is it preventing, you know, us from the demand and the draw, but it also can protect the homeowner. And then we would try to notify the homeowner. So we always encourage people, if they have vacation homes, if they're not in the area, make sure you designate someone to check on your home, you know, especially when we have these colder temperatures, these polar vortexes, as we've come to know them over the past few years. You know, just check. Just stop in. Make sure the home's okay. Make sure the heat's still running. Make sure nothing happened to the furnace so that you don't have these issues.
All right. Good advice. We have with us today Susan Turkmanovich, PA, American Water's External Affairs Manager. What do we do during freezing temperatures other than keeping some warm air on those pipes that generally are colder and keeping the water moving? Is there anything else we can do?
Those are really the big points, is to make sure if you've experienced frozen pipes in the past, you know where those areas are. Expose them to heat, use heat tape, use insulation, keep the water moving. Because that's what is going to help prevent it. And even we've had some years where people who have never had frozen pipes before in the past, the temperature they're not used to it, and the temperature just drops, and they have no idea that it could have happened because it's never happened before. But, you know, with the range in temperatures that we've seen over the past few years, as early as November, as late as March, we've had issues. A few years ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, we had a really cold blast in March. And we had a lot of people that were calling because of frozen services.
And they're caught off guard, like you just mentioned, because I can't tell you how many times someone has said this has never happened before. Never.
Right.
Amazing. Right. This is good advice. And then the frozen pipes, when we have them, apply warm air.
Mm-hmm.
No open flames. And when you're turning that water back on after you shut it off,
very slowly. Right. And it is very important, first of all, as we said, make sure you know where that water shutoff is in your home. Shut off the water to your entire house. It's usually located near your meter where the water comes in from the street into your home. Shut it off there. Defrost your pipes, thaw your pipes, use the hairdryer, use a heater. Don't use open flame. And then once you think that it's thawed, turn it on very slowly, because there could be a small crack in that pipe that you're not going to see right away. And it could be until that water's thawed and running that you might see the drip. And then that gives you the opportunity to not have a big issue. And that way you can, you know, shut the water off if you know there's an issue, and you can get that fixed right away without any damage.
Well, Pat is very handy, and he can do all of this. But if I was home alone, and say you were in New York for a couple of days, I think I would have to call a professional.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't take these matters into my own hands. And there's a lot of people out there that I think shouldn't take the matter into their own hands. Because maybe they might have
a lot of that going on.
There's a big disaster and it's going to be much worse. I've called the professionals too. And I mean, I think that that's important to note as well.
You can only YouTube so much.
You can only YouTube so much. And when you're in a situation like that, do you really have time to stop and watch a video?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Right, well, and don't get distracted by the other videos that come on after.
I know, right? Okay. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have 20 acres of land for sale on State Route 1014 in Nicholson for $159,999. The land is cleared. It's mostly flat. This would be the perfect place to build your dream home, or you could farm the land. There's 225 feet of road frontage, and it is zoned agricultural with low taxes, and it is enrolled in the Clean and Green program. The Clean and Green program encourages landowners to preserve agricultural and forest lands by providing tax savings for preservation. That's 20 acres of beautiful farmland located on State Route 1014 in Nicholson for $159,000, and that's listed by Kim Pizzanti of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Now, I have an interesting article.
You got an article?
Yes,
I do. No statistics today?
Well, I do. I have statistics for later. Yeah, that's okay. My teaser, okay? So keep listening, everybody. We have statistics at some point. But I have an article that Carol gave me at the office. She found it in the newspaper, and it was reported in the Baltimore Sun. Survey. What makes single homeowners attractive? What is the pickup line out there? Do you happen to know?
Hey, I got a big garage.
Okay. Well, no, that's not it, but you're close. Oh, okay. You're close. I own my own house.
Oh.
That makes somebody the most seductive these days. So forget the cheesy pickup lines. If you own your own home, you are attractive to a potential mate. This was conducted by Realtor.com. And the study finds that nearly 60% of millennial singles boost attractiveness. More than any other generation, 26% of the age group also indicated it was either important or very important for their significant other to own their own home. Of the 500 people who identified as single in the survey, nearly half felt that home ownership made would be partners attractive. Single female homeowners make up more than 21% of all women in the metro area, according to the study. And Baltimore ranks second behind Detroit among the top cities with the highest shares of single female homeowners. The survey suggests that other markets in the South and the Midwest, with strong job opportunities, growing economies, and affordable home prices, tend to attract young female professionals seeking to buy a home and take on a mortgage, citing Charlotte, North Carolina, Philadelphia, and Minneapolis as the cities behind Detroit and Baltimore with the largest shares of unmarried female homeownership.
That's why you were attracted to me in the beginning, right? I had my own place.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Because you were a fireman.
No.
Okay. And your charming personality. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Susan Turkmanovich, Pennsylvania American Water Company's External Affairs Manager. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
We're having a great discussion with you. First half of the show, we were talking about frozen pipes. Now I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about, unfortunately, customers have to be aware of utility imposters and phone scams. So what do you have to say about that?
This is something that we cannot talk about enough to anyone because it happens all the time. And we hear it in the news all the time. But the problem is, I don't think we hear about every incident that occurs. You know, you open up the paper, you watch the evening news, and you hear a warning from police, from the companies, from, you know, the electric companies, from us, from the gas companies, you know, warning about another attempt of someone trying to scam a homeowner, trying to get in their home, trying to get their account information. But those are just the ones that are reported. We feel that there are probably a lot
you don't know about.
There are a lot more incidences that aren't reported because people are embarrassed. People are embarrassed to say that they let someone in their home, you know, that they were taken advantage of. Sometimes it's a relative that'll call us, especially with our population. We have a large elderly population, and they're very trusting, and we understand that. But, you know, they also have to stay safe. And so something would happen sometimes occasionally, and it may be a day or two later they'll mention it to a relative, and then the relative will call the police or notify us. And so there are just so many things that people can do to protect themselves, just common sense. And again, we can't talk about it enough.
So what's happening?
Yeah, really,
so,
what happened?
So for our side, on the water side, sometimes on the gas side, or even on the electric side, you'll have people to come to their door.
How are they dressed?
It's very easy these days to get a, you know, an orange safety vest, to get a safety hat, to make a fake ID and come to the home and say, you know, in our instance, we need to check your water pressure. We need to check your pipes. And what happens a lot of times is we hear that there are usually two people. And that's when you know that they really have this down. So they'll have two people. One person will say, I need you to take me into your basement. I need to check your water meter. While the homeowner takes the person down into the basement, that second person is left unattended, and they're free to go through the home, ransack it, grab some valuables, and get out as quickly as possible.
So what type of vehicles should someone be aware of?
Any utility company employee is going to be in a marked vehicle. They're going to have the logo on the side of the vehicle. Their uniforms, they're going to be in uniforms. Yes, they might have safety, personal protective equipment on, but they're also going to have logoed uniforms. You know, sometimes people come up, they'll be in jeans, they'll be in t-shirts. I'd be wary of that because all of our employees are going to have their uniforms on, and they're also going to have IDs that you can ask for. You can inspect them. If you don't believe that it's someone from a utility, you can call that company. You can verify, is there someone in your neighborhood? Is there someone supposed to be at your door? Call the police too. Please, if you think someone's there and they're not supposed to be, call the police. Let them know that you think someone is in your neighborhood impersonating a utility, utility employee, so that they can investigate as well.
Are there some phone scams that are happening?
We hear about it a lot with the electric, on the electric side. Pennsylvania American Water actually partners with utilities locally in Pennsylvania as well as across the nation for a number of National Utility Awareness Week programs. And so we make sure that all the information's out there. And when it comes to the electric side, what you usually hear about is those phone calls. How many of us get the robocalls nonstop, day and night, from the phone numbers that you think is someone calling from, you know, your town or whatever? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get your information. They're trying to get your account information. You know, they might want to switch you to a different company, especially on the electric side. We've also heard that, and you may have heard this too, where people will say, your account's overdue. We're going to shut your electric off. We're going to shut your gas off. We're going to shut your water off. Unless you go to whatever store and get a prepaid
gift card,
and then call us back and give us that information.
That in and of itself.
That stinks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, but there are people that get nervous, and I'm sure this is.
I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from the IRS. And he is going to call and they're going to arrest me. It's like, oh, you really?
And it was Tom.
Yeah, Tom. I'm Tom. Yes, it's not Tom. No. But anyway, I had a few choice words for him. And you know what? The police didn't come and arrest me. So, but these scams, what they do is they work on your fear. That's Absolutely. What they do. They say, we're going to shut you down and you're in deep trouble here. So people, especially like you say, the older people, they go, oh my God, what do I have to do to stay out of prison? Well, not get my water turned off.
Exactly. And you know, 9 times out of 10, no one's going to come to your home unannounced. You know, a lot of our employees, if they're coming to your home to inspect something, to investigate something, they're going to have an appointment. If they're not, you might see our crews working out on the street. Maybe they need to check something. But again, you're going to see the logos. You're going to see the uniforms. You can call the company. You can call the police to verify. You know, we can't say it enough. Don't let anyone in your home.
Well, we know when there's water main breaks in the area, we usually get an automated message mm-hmm. on our phone telling us that our water might be discolored for a period of time and that they're working in the area.
Right. And we might go door to door. We might knock on your door and just let you know we're working and you're, you know, down the street. You might lose your water. You might have discolored water. But again, we're not going to come in your home. We're going to have logos. You're going to see our crews. You're going to see our vehicles that have those logos as well. Nobody drives personal vehicles in our company. You know, they all have logos. So you really need to inspect and ask to see the ID. You can see the person. You can see the picture. You can see their name, the company logo. And that's what you need to look for. Inspect it and make sure you see, you know, everything that you need to see. And if not, call the company. Call the police immediately. Please report it. Because, again, like I said before, these are underreported.
Right. Well, we don't answer the phone or the door, so I think we're good, right?
I think we're okay. What about meter readings?
All of our meter readings are done remotely. We have radio read meters. So, actually, our employees are in their vehicles. They drive down the street, and the meter information is picked up via radio frequency from your home to the computer in the person's vehicle.
Yeah, they used to walk up my driveway, the guy used to, mm-hmm. and he would, I haven't seen them in a long time.
No, I know, you know, long time ago, people used to come, I guess, and write numbers down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then we switched to a touch system where
right,
they would
I
just have to
one.
Walk up, and they would have a wand that they would right. place on, there was usually a pad on the outside of your home, and they would touch that, and that would get the information, and now all they have to do is drive down the street, and it's, you know, it's fed through radio frequency.
Amazing.
Right, so that's technology. With us today is Susan Turkmanovich, Pennsylvania American Water Company's External Affairs Manager. How does someone get in touch with Pennsylvania American Water?
Pennsylvania American Water has 24/7 emergency access through our customer service center. The number is 800-565-7292. You can call for anything, 24/7 emergencies. Other issues, billing issues, are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We also have information on our website at PennsylvaniaAMWater.com. We put a lot of information on our Facebook page, Pennsylvania American Water. We also post information on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Our YouTube channel actually has a lot of great videos, a lot of information about protecting yourself from imposters, from preventing frozen pipes, information about our company, about, you know, where we serve, our service areas, what we do, our environmental education outreach. We put it all out there on social media, so feel free to reach out to us anyway at all.
Thank you, Susan, for your time. Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
We'd love to talk to you more about what you do and what Pennsylvania American Water Company does.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-unit apartment house at 308-310 Willow Street in Dunmore for $129,000. This building has a 3-bedroom apartment and 2 2-bedroom apartments. It has long-term tenants and good rental income. It has separate water, sewer, and electric, but the landlord pays the heat. It has reasonable taxes. It sits on a 60 by 150 lot with a nice 2-car garage in the rear that could be used for an additional income. There's also plenty of off-street parking. You could live in one apartment and have the rents pay all the bills. That's a 3-unit apartment house at 308-310 Willow Street in Dunmore for $129,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
I have statistics.
Statistics, very good.
Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, MLS, year-to-date statistics for single-family homes in all the areas that we serve. Median list price year-to-date is up 7% to $155,000.
Wow. 7%?
Yes.
That's good.
But, you know, the more telling statistic would be the median sales price, because you can ask whatever
you want, right?
Okay,
yes.
So median sales price is also up. And that's up 9%. So the median sales price on single-family homes is $139,700. So number of sold single-family homes year-to-date is down 3.3%. But there's really nothing to really get upset about over on that, because we have a lot of time to work that out during the course of the year. The number of pending single-family homes is up 13%. But I caution anybody to hold on to that, because a lot of pendings sometimes, you know, don't fall through. And the number of active single-family homes for sale is down 5%. The number of new listings of single-family homes year-to-date is down 3%. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.